You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
The tzarat and clothing. It says that when the Kohen comes and notices a spot and a clothing of this person, it says v'hiskiroto. What does hiskiroto mean? He put him in quarantine. He put him away. He has to be put aside. So Rabbi Chaim ben Natan asked, what happened all of a sudden? When the spot is on the body, it says he's scared. Why? What happened all of a sudden? You understand? Why here there's a different process? When the spot is shown on the body, on the skin, you're no good, you have to go take care of yourself. But when he's on the clothing, says he's kiroto. Why? I mean, he has to put aside. It doesn't say you're impure. It doesn't say you're tummy.
Yeah, it says just change their clothes.
No, it's not the change. That means he's put on pause. He doesn't decree the verdict that you're tummy. It is the salat. But here the process is very different. He says v'hiskiroto, I mean he has to put aside. So now here Rabbi Chaim HaKadosh explains, when this gentleman noticed the spot on the wall, so now he calls the Kohen, he sends him a text message. I don't know if he has an email, but he says, I see something on the wall. So first thing he tells him, get everything out to empty the house. Why? Because if the Kohen comes and says, oh, you metzorah, you have tzarat, you have leprosy. So what happens? Everything in the house will be tummy. So now, because of the risk that such a thing would happen, so he tells him, first clean up the house. So then I'm going to come and visit you. Why? Because, Chas v'Shalom, you will not be harmed by the loss. So you have money loss, you know, it could be thousands of dollars. So now here, Rabbi Chaim HaKadosh explains, Yishtabach Shemo Lad, look at this. When the spot appears on the body, says Yitame, on the big gate, Yiboro Sh'Olam Chas Al Mamonam Shel Yisrael. So, you know, if I tell him, you know, you're Metzorah, he bought a suit for $1,000. So now he's going to do? He's going to burn the suit. So now, what are we going to do? So he puts him aside. For me, when he makes a teshuvah, he can save the suit. You know what it is?
It's part of
it. You know how much he loves you? Why Hashem loves you so much that you would not lose your money, you would not have any loss? Why? Because he knows how much you love your money. Because he knows. As Rashi HaKadosh brings, V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavecha v'nafshecha v'chol me'odecha. So Rashi says, he says nafshecha already. Afilu hu notel nafshecha. So why do you say modecha? Because he says sometimes you'd rather to give your your life and not the money. So now here what we learn. So here look at this. So Kohen has to inform the Metzorah, clean up. So if I come and say you're Metzorah, at least your money, you can save it. Your clothing, he says, he puts you aside. V'hiskiro, put him in quarantine till he does teshuvah and save the jacket. So now, in the same aspect, if Hashem knows that you so much love, what do you love? You love?
Your money.
No, that we took care of. That he knows you love? Your family, your children. He knows you love your health. Why? Because you want to serve him. So that means if he knows that being healthy, having good children, have shalom bayit in the house is so crucial to you, The same way that he knows you love money and doesn't want to hurt you, he's going to save your money. In the same aspect, if he knows that you love other things that is related to Ribono Shel Olam, Chas V'Shalom, he would not permit you have a loss. Baruch Tiyeh. See what a beautiful message it is. השם יזכנו, השברכו, ידיח אותנו לאהבתו, יתברך בזד השם, יעבוד יש השם יתברך בשמחה וטוב לב.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.